Now, let's see. For the end of the hour, or at least before the music starts, we got about only a minute. So, Ruby, if you want to get your question in, and then if you can hold on till after the hour's over, we'll get back to you.
Okay, I have one brief question, then I need to talk about the real problem I'm having with a coronavirus.
Sure.
The brief question is, I was talking to someone last week, and you were talking about having them rub testosterone into their urethra plus Kegel exercises to help close the sphincter problem.
Right.
I have a problem with the anal sphincter rather than the urethral one. Would that help me?
Can't tell you for certain, but I can tell you it helps anything that's muscular to work better, and that's a muscle back there, so yes, it probably would. Okay, ma'am, you'll have to hold over till the top of the hour, as you can hear. Thank you very much for doing that.
All right, thank you. Hi there. I am struggling mightily with viruses. Other than that, I'm healthy as a horse. I've gotten to the point that even using A and B bomb, it doesn't sometimes kill it. And I have a copy of the March-April version of Life Extension magazine. Have you read that yet?
The March-April one? No, I have not got to that one yet, ma'am.
Okay, because they have an article in there, which I would like to have your opinion on. It's called Winterize Your Immune Defenses, and they list about six things that you can take to try and head off getting a virus.
There you go.
And then they list about another six things that you can take after you get the virus, you know, to try to deal with it. And
well, let's focus on the ones that are preventive first. I'm sure you will, but let's focus there.
Okay. Well, the preventive things that they say here are, substance, which I've never heard of, reishi mushroom, puer tea extract, vitamin C, vitamin D, and I think on the next page there's one more if I can get over to the next page. Let's see. Oh, well, actually they have throat probiotic, enzymatically modified rice bran, whey, and lactoferrin. That's the preventative stuff they're listing.
Well, they're missing a very important one there, ma'am, and that happens to be zinc. Now, it is fairly well known from experimental animals that if the zinc levels are maintained, that the thymus gland, which is the master regulator, as it's called, and I know that's sexist in Seattle. We should say the master or mistress regulator, but we'll leave that to the Seattle City Council. Anyway, the regulator of the immune system, the main regulator, let me call it that, of the immune system, the thymus gland, will literally turn to fiber if there's not enough zinc around. And if there is, and of course when it's turned to fiber, it can't work. And people will tell you, or at least autopsy surgeon people will tell you, that when people are in their 90s, most of them, their thymus glands have all turned to fiber by now. But in the experimental animals, zinc prevents that from happening. And in fact, there's even on record articles about rejuvenation of the thymus gland, and the zinc is the number one element to do that. Now, I'm not quite sure how Life Extension magazine, which is a really good magazine, missed that one, but apparently they did. And so please, the most absorbable form of zinc happens to be the zinc picolinate, picolinate. It should be balanced off with copper, because if we're going to take it to keep our immune system strong and our thymus gland strong, we have to use that zinc indefinitely, unless you want to eat probably 10 oysters a day, which are very rich in zinc. We have to keep taking that zinc. And by the way, here's another point about zinc. In 1968, I am not kidding you, that far back, the United States Department of Agriculture published a survey of the adequacy of various trace minerals in agricultural lands. And what they found was that there was only one state west of the Mississippi, and that happens to be Nevada, which had adequate zinc in the soil to have enough zinc in the food that we eat. So that's one of the many reasons we end up needing to take supplementation. It's just not there in the food as it was two centuries ago. So at least 30 milligrams of zinc with a couple milligrams of copper. I know I keep mentioning Nature's Life Company. I'll quit doing that if another company comes out with the same product. So that's the one that's not yet on the list. And then you mentioned the A and D bomb. And of course, you're also taking vitamin D every day to keep your blood level up in the tropical level, aren't you? As well as taking
I take 5,000 every day, and I take 50,000 A every day.
Good for you. And you've had your serum 25-hydroxy vitamin D tested, because I know most people with 5,000 units are close to or in the lower end of the tropical optimal. But just last week at the clinic,
I have been tested. I'm at 79.
Yay! Okay. Well, you're doing that one right, ma'am. So you got your A and your D all taken care of. Now, there's the zinc, and then there's one other thing. How much vitamin C do you take every day, ma'am?
Well, I wasn't taking all that much because I have had my prolapsed colon, and I have some issues with that. But I decided to try and up it. So at the present time, I'm taking about... 3 grams a day.
And that's more than most people do, but I think that for someone who's trying to guard against infections, you're doing the right thing there, because you probably are well aware that whenever experimenters insert a virus into an experimental animal, its liver promptly goes nuts, making whole bunches of vitamin C until that infectious organism is taken care of.
Well, so far I've gotten away with that much. I used to have a problem with loose bowels, but I've somehow changed my diet. I'm taking more protein, I guess, and so I'm getting away with it. So I may be able to even go up there. I had been using, before that, I had, was it like 1,500, and then I went to 2,000, and now I'm up to about 3. So I'm going to see if I can push it, because I don't seem to be having as much problem as I used to with the bowel. It must have something to do with my diet change.
Yep. Well, some folks called in, so why don't you get over to the treatment side of that article now, and we'll go through that.
Okay. The treatment side has something called cimetidine, which I've also never heard of, high allicin garlic, aged garlic extract, DHEA, zinc lozenges, and high-dose melatonin.
Okay. Now, is cimetidine spelled C-I-M-I-T-I-D-I-N-E?
C-I-M-E-T-I-D-I-N-E, yeah.
Don't go near it. That stuff is a stomach acid blocker. I don't know what that's doing on that list. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I already have problems with low stomach acids. All right, so stay away from that one entirely.
Stay away from that one entirely, and I'll go read that magazine and see what the heck they've got that in there for. Okay, but the garlic's a good idea. The zinc should be every day, not just for treatment. Now, DHEA, I'm sorry I forgot to mention that, but DHEA is a major supporter of the immune system, and one should keep one's DHEA level up, not at the 30-year-old level, which is the peak in anybody's lifetime, according to researchers, but at least at the Jack Benny level, which is age 39, as we all know. We should keep our... Jack Benny told us that. Anyway, we should keep our DHEA up to that level, and to do that requires quite a bit of DHEA, and the trouble is if we swallow the stuff, a lot of it gets turned into estrogens by the liver, which doesn't like all that much vitamin DHEA all at once. So if the rub on DHEA, rubbed into the appropriate location so it absorbs best, is the way to go, and for that you have to work with a physician. So if you can do that, ma'am, DHEA is an extremely good idea for prevention again.
Oh, okay. I've heard of it. I didn't know what it was for. Here they're telling you take 25 to 100 milligrams, so that sounds like they're telling you to swallow it. Did you say that promotes estrogen or something?
Yes, ma'am. I can always tell when a person's taking that much DHEA because their estrone goes too high. So that's 2 points off for that particular article, the cimetidine and the oral DHEA. But the concept of DHEA rubbed in and gotten up to those Jack Benny levels I mentioned is a very good one.
Okay, but I'll have to get down to the clinic and have some doctor prescribe that for me or something.
Afraid so. Sorry about that.
Okay. All right. And then let's see. Beyond that, they had the zinc lozenges and the high-dose melatonin was the other things they had.
Now, those are okay. I got no problems there.
Okay. So it sounds like maybe the DHEA might be helpful, and I've never, ever taken that before. So.
Ma'am, if you're past menopause, and chances are you are, your DHEA levels are nowhere close to where Jack Benny was. So It is a major support for the immune system. There's no question about that. So you might focus there. It is a hormone replacement, but unlike all the other bioidentical hormones, it can, if you wish, be used all by itself because it's made by the adrenal glands. It's not part of the complex of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone made by the ovaries.
Ah, okay. So that's okay to take it separate. All right. Well, that may be helpful, and I may need to check on that then. I thank you for your information, and yeah, maybe you'll want to look at this if they're kind of getting focused.
Yeah.
I would never know that about the cimetidine. It doesn't say anything regarding that at all and where they're saying that.
Well, I can't imagine why, but I hope I'm hearing it wrong, and I'll go read about it. You know, none of us is perfect. Gee, you and I both make mistakes from time to time, so it's good to double-check on things.
Yeah.
It's good to double-check on things. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling. And let's see, we've got, can we do an early break, and then we won't have to interrupt Lois and Steve and James and Sally?